words, he will not be redeemed by the next of kin, but by whom? By strangers. Then he'll serve until the able. And according to Rabbi Akiva, them, the pronoun ele, them, has reference to the strangers. If he will not be redeemed by the strangers, but by whom? But by the next of kin, then he'll have to serve until the able. But both Rabbi Yisai Aglili and Rabbi Akiva darshan the posik of Migoyel Beile, in the sense Vimigoyel Beile, not Vimigoyel Ela Beile. Right. That's the pshat according to the Gyose that is mentioned. On the margin, V'Rabbi Akiva. So then, the Gemara is asking V'Rabbi Akiva, me the Elabelexi? In other words, it's a kasha against Rabbi Akiva. How about the Gersa that is mentioned in our text? V'Rabbi Yisai Aglili, me the Elabelexi? So seems very strange, the Gemara's kasha. So I think, the Marsho discusses it. I think that according to the Gyose in our text, not the Rabbi Akiva, me the Elabelexi, then it's smooth. But the Rabbi Yisai, me the Elabelexi. So it's not that the Gemara is asking a kasha against Rabbi Yisai. But like the Loshna Gemara, Vidoch, what does it mean? Gemara is asking a kasha. Vidoch, but Gemara means Vidoch, the Arotane, Kapleza, Tanekame. What does he say? So here too, not the Rabbi Yisai. If we are Geris and Rabbi Akiva, then the Gemara, the Makshin, is directing his kasha against Rabbi Akiva. But if we are Geris and Rabbi Yisai, really, so the Makshin, the Gemara, is not directing, addressing himself against Rabbi Yisai Aglili. But he says, for Rabbi Yisai Aglili, what does Rabbi Yisai Aglili say? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yisai Aglili is answering Rabbi Akiva, me the Rabbi Yisai. In other words, not that me the according to the Gilse, Rabbi Akiva, so Midel Abelixiv is the expression used by the Gemara, the match. But according to the Gilse, for Rabbi Yisai Aglili, so it's not the match who says Midel Abelixiv, but Rabbi Yisai Aglili, that's a quotation from Rabbi Yisai Aglili. For Rabbi Yisai Aglili, what does he say? Midel Abelixiv! Not the match he's saying it. But Rabbi Sagwili is saying it to Rabbi Akiva. How do you say Ela Beile? Mid Ela Beile, see? Rabbi Sagwili himself is saying Ela Beile. Of course, Pashto Saloshim is better according to the Gilse of Rabbi Akiva. So then is the Loshim of the match. But according to Gilson Rabbi Sagwili, so Gemara says, for Rabbi Sagwili, what does Rabbi Sagwili say to Rabbi Akiva? What's Rabbi Sagwili's response to Rabbi Akiva's interpretation of Ligor Abele? So Gemara gives the Teretz. Midal Abele, see, if Rabbi Sagwili says to Rabbi Akiva, is it written Abele? It's written Abele. Not Abele. All right. Now, let's see the thesis. Uma mishin migal beile yitzi bishesh. Vim timasod achuze yechiyach. Shinigal beile nigal bishesh. Af ani avin imkal yuchovim. Lachanam uvi kamon. Ovi dechor chemeved lisod imesod uvi eved. wie ich schlimmer die Klemie frag, mal ist so, der ist schon nie jetzt mit den Soden, doch in jetzt bin ich schäst, der nimmt gar wie ich hoffe, ich bin jetzt mit den Soden, auch in dem, wo ich jetzt bin schäst, there is nothing to explain this. Or this thesis is complicated. Für Rabbi ist sie very confusing. Für Rabbi ist sie agwili mide elbachaxi. So there was another girls. You see, so far we have seen two girls. One is für Rabbi ist agwili mide elbachaxi. And the other girls, which is the smooth girls, that is written on the margin, für Rabbi Akiva mide elbachaxi. But there is a third girls. The Rabbi Yisrael really, the Gemara is asking a kasha against Rabbi Yisrael. The Rabbi Yisrael really, you are difficult, Rabbi Yisrael. That's strange, because Pashtus Haloshin is from Ligoyel Beile Elabeacher. I mean, that's the little connotation. Rabbi Yisrael Midi Elabachaksi. In other words, the Demakshin is directly addressing himself against Rabbi Yisrael. How do you, Rabbi Yisrael, say, V'migol Beil Elabachaksi? Is it written Elabachaksi? But that's difficult. V'migol said, Nirluigosle, the Pashti Korcheu. What does the Gemara want from Rabbi Yisrael? They, the Maskone Loimitarze, Haikashe, Bein Rabbi Yisrael, Bein Rabbi Akiva, Bein Rabbi Akiva, because according to the ultimate Teretz of the Gemara, so both Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Akiva say, Vim Ligoro Beile, but by somebody else. But the question is, who is Beile? So according to Rabbi Saguli, Im Ligoyo Beile Elabacha means Im Ligoyo Bikrev, Im Ligoyo Bikrecheiki. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Im Ligoyo Beile means Im Ligoyo Bikrecheiki, Im Ligoyo Bikrevi. So Rashon HaShaban is, according to the Maskon of the Gemara, that Bein Rabbi Saguli, Bein Rabbi Akiva, they both interpret from Ligoyo Beile in the sense in Ligoyo Beile Elabach, but according to Rabbi Zagwili it means from Ligoyo Beile Bekrevim Elabirchekim, and according to Rabbi Akiva from Ligoyo Beile Berchekim Elabirchekim, but it means in final analysis Elabach. So you can still have the same kashe midi Elabach. Well, that's no kashe, because that's the plain Mashmoes. So if so, what is the Gemara ask? Or is from the Gasly? Nira Laram Yochapush. Midi Elabachaksi. Kim Laira Klaalalam Kredi. Minol Rabbi Saguli. The Bishokal Olam Lishibut. Dilmo Kredi Motzli Mifrike. Avalachirim Limotzli Mifrike. Afil Lishibut. A few Rishibut. So maybe the Pshat in the Potsdam, Vim Ligoyo Beile, if he is not Nigal the Kravim, then he has to serve the Akum till the Eivor. He has to serve the Akum until the Eivor. And anybody other than the Kravim cannot redeem, period. Chil Muslimim kavod shivu voch mitarze shaper maskone di mayre kro nama agu asrcheikim vim kim pashti di kro ocheu li maa kidi islei elo bisvore kom nifrige piri vikuntres I pshitelon dai bila akhirim koya kor shibu yot so bishnada yidu akhirim mishtam Gidom Rabbi Saguliin, Mishun Mosel Haksis, Lelakive Midele Beilexiv. Elo Bisvore Plige, Ihai Beile Akrevin Koye, Oye Achirin Koye, Do Achirin Namexiv Vaikro. Rabbi Yisisova, Beile, Elo Krevin. The pronoun in we go there, if you'll not be redeemed by them. Who is them? The craving. Virabe. Now the Gemara. Now, so he didn't go over the Gemara yet. Oh. Omar Afriye Barabe. Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Zudiv Rabbi Yisei Agwili Virabe Akivi. Abol. Chachomi Maimrim. Hake Rishichu. So in other words, there's a machlek between Rabbi Yisei Agwili and Rabbi Akivi. Rabbi Yisei Agwili says that if craving redeem, so then it's Lachayos Gomor. If Rechekim redeem, they become the masters of the Eved. And Rabbi Akiva says the reverse. If Rechekim redeem, so then it's Lachayos Gomor. And if craving redeem, then they become the masters. They become the masters. The masters. So, that's Rabbi Yisei Agwili and Rabbi Akiva. But the Chachomim say, regardless who is the Redeemer, whether Krevim or Rechekim, so is Yitzel Chayos Gom. Among Chachomim, Rabbi, the Mofik Lilhai Beile, Lit Rosh Achrine. Rosh Achrine. The Beile Nigal, Bein Nigal, Bishesh, that Nimkal Akum is not Yetzir Bishesh. Mimele, they hold, and Umikro Nidrash Ben Lifon of Ben Leachov. So Yetzir Lecheros Gomor, regardless whether the Redeemer is a Korev or a Rochek. Virebe, Hai Viyotza Bishnas Ayeveil, my Ovid Lei. Hai Viyotza Bishnas Ayeveil, my Ovid Lei. Now, Rebbe learns out from Vimligoil Beile, so Beile Unigal, Vimligal Bishesh. So, what does he? So, Vyotz Bishasayeve, my Ovidle. Now, so Tesis says, So this is superfluous. So Bishlime, according to Rabbi Yisei Agwili and Rabbi Akiva, so the Yotz Bishnas Ayeveil tells us that only in the case of Gulas Achelin, Gulas Rechekim, the Kodesh Rabbi Yisei Agwili, so he has to serve till Yevil. But in the case of Gulas Krevim, he goes free right now, and Rabbi Akiva just reverse. But according to Rebbe, why does the Torah have to say that he's not able to tell us that he's Yetzir? From according to Rebbe, so Vimli Goyel means Bein al the Krevim, Bein al Chayim, if neither Krevim nor Rechekim redeemim. So then he has to work for the Yevid Kechovim till the Evil. That's already mentioned. So why did the Torah have to say again, Yerushalayim Evil? The boy of my own, באמת חושב על פי שביטוחו במתחת שדחו אם לא יגויל ישתבט ביד היבל והתרשו היא לא ויעוד בעקיף in other words, we have to deal with him honestly and not to manipulate, you know, and to confuse him, mix him up so that he'll think that that the Yehovim will think that he really is entitled to go out for it. In other words, Gezlakum is Osa. Even if he is Kovush Tachatzudeh. Now, there is no time to learn the thesis, but for tomorrow, should go over the Gemara Mevakame about Gezlakum Afkes Halvose. That in itself is a very complicated Indian. The Mishneh Dafkufit Gimel Amud Aleph Impeyotin Loi Mitevus Amuchsin V'Loi Mikishal Gaboin, and then the Sugi of the Gemara up to the two dots up to Amin Tanya Rapinkas Beyoya, but you should also go over this member of Rapinkas Beyoya. Bimokim Shiyeshchel Hashem Afilu Avidosi Osa. Alright. Up to Afilu Avidosi Osa. Up to Afilu Avidosi Osa. And in order to simplify it, if you go over in the Rambam, is there the Chutam Shulash of Chaim Voloshiner in Bismarck? There is a very long tshuva from Reb Chaim Voloshiner to the Kapularov of Yontef, I think. About this Rambam. Now the Rambam, in connection with Mavrichas Hameches, now the Rambam says here one thing that every Ben Torah should be Zoya, so there would be, so the Chil Hashems would be reduced to a minimum. The Rambam says that if somebody invades the Texas, so then he's a Gazlan. Gazlan Mamish. If he doesn't pay the right income tax, so he's a Gazlan. So the Rambam is Pirkei Mihilches Zile Vaveide Halochet Esvov. Halochet Esvov. And the Rambam does not refer to the American income tax. He refers to the taxes that were levied by the Sinai soil upon the Jews, not to mention of the American income tax. And then Shin Samachtes, Mechesh Mishpet, Sivov, Sivov, the Mechaber and Ramo, and just look into the Beir Agro. Meaning Machlekes between the Ramo and the Beir Agro. It all has to do with Havrachas Hameches. And also you should look out. In Chesh Mishpet, Simen Reish Pegimla, I think. Reish Pegimla. Siv Beis. 1 second. No, Sif Aleph. Dagoes Ramo. V'Yisroel Shoyachayev Le'akum. Umeis. Im Inakum Yedim Ze. In Chayev Lifri Al Yershov. Des the Mot Chay An Aosugi. So the Mot Chay says in the name of the Ravio. And there are more Paschals like that. That if, let's say, a Yisrael borrowed, let's say, $1,000 from them with Kichovim, and then David Kichovim, died, and he left a son, and Akum Yerush is of his Vartel. So if the son knows about it and the Yisrael doesn't pay up the debt to the son, then he's a gazlan. But if he doesn't know, then he's not a gazlan. By Yisrael, even if he doesn't know, he's a gazlan. But by Akum, there's a difference. Okay. Learns out from the Yotzi B'Shasa Yehibeyo that Yator HaShoy Lovol Ba'akivi B'Yitcholim Sheyesh Netachas Yodecho Pirish B'Kuntres Im Lo Yigoyo Yishtabit B'Yad HaYehibeyo V'Yator HaShoy Lovol Olov Ba'akivi. In other words, to manipulate a release before the Eber. V'im teima teipikoi midichsi v'chishav im keneo mishnasi mochalei ad shnas ha-Eber v'imil chovim shindachas yodecho lo yitzayis. Because the Gemara says in Bolokame Tafkuf Yud Gimel. So, Omer Rav Shimon, Dovo Zeh Dor Ashra Ba'akive, Kishebo Misvirin, Minayin Ligez La'akum Shu Oseya, Tamud Leima Rachrei Nimka Agulo Tiyalei. So, Yim Mishkenu V'yitze, Yochel Yigul V'ov, Tamud Leima V'chisha V'im Kineyo, Yidagdeik, Yidagde Kim Kineo. So that the Rabbi Akiva learns out Gezlakum Zosea from the Posik V'chisha Kim Kineo. That's also in the Divri, but here the Gemara says that Rebbe learns it out from the Yotzei Mishnas HaYevir. So what can we say? So we could say maybe that two psukim, the posik of Bechishav Geneyahu, implies that an akum she'enei tachas yodeinu. So we are not allowed to gazel. But this posik of Yotzei Mishnas HaYevir advises us that even an akum that is kovush tachas yodeinu, so we still not allowed to gazle. So he says, no, that we couldn't say, because how could we say that a posik v'chishav kenoyi has reference to an akum that is not kovush tachas yodeinu? Then he will not allow himself, you know, to be cheated. Says, we need both psukim, because if we have just the posik of of Rechishafim Kineo, I would say only in an Akum that is any Kovush Tachas Yadeinu, we are not allowed to gossip. But an Akum that is Kovush Tachas Yadeinu, we are allowed to gossip. So Kamashkolon, the Posik of Yosef Mishnasayeveil, the Tim and Akum that is Kovush Tachas Yadeinu, we are still not allowed to gossip. But then you ask, how can the posik of Rechishav Keneo be applied to an akum that is kovushtachasideinu? If he's any kovushtachasideinu, he will not allow himself to be cheated. The answer is, sometimes it's possible to cheat someone who is any kovushtachasideinu. ויש לי מעבדים מאוסם הערמיני דימי רבי יתכון משאין את עבדך דיוס בודן יביסין את החסידך so he's free not to let himself be deceived and be נגזר דיוס כל ממה שמידים לו יסעדים לו ותכחובים אם ירצה לשמיע לקבל לו דינטרו אבל בכל שיש את החסידך have a minimally natively cloud. So we just tell him, you go out. Komashmulon hokro daisya, shari harbel, yevil ksivvi parche. Lema shafil yochel yitzi baal korchei, lui tovi olav batitim, vilu yeitze yalim ki yishal ima kesef. Oh, so in other words, so what does he say? That we need both suki. The posik of Rechishav Keneo tells us that an akum that is any kovush tachas yadeinu, so gzeliosa. And the posik of Yosef Shnasayevu tells us that even an akum that is kovush tachas yadeinu, so gzeliosa. ואף אגב דחסי וחישף עם קנאו, תדעשים עלי שידאג דק עם קנאו, ולא ייחס עלוף, ואף על פי שאין לי תחס ידחו. So how can we say, ולא ייחס עלוף? פומים שיוחל להרים עלוף. In other words, sometimes he can outsmart him, you know, outwit him, the akum, and he will act as if you know that he is really very accurate, and the akum is making a mistake. So that's what the pasuk tells us: we are not allowed to do it. ואם תימא, אי בבית כחום שיש נתחס יודך או משאי החייב ולא מולינה מדיגדו כלל. Now it's a very strange question. Because it's גזל. What do you mean לא מולינה מדיגדו כלל? So I mean, because גזל is also, but I mean, what can we catch the stage says? What can we catch the stage says? Then they give the teres, Vishlima, the Hoche, Shivichovim, Botua Holo, Vinosol, Moi, Salmecha, Gufei, Bakosoflash Meinu, Shetzor, Ridag. What kind of talk is that? The Kashi is strange, and the teres is also strange. What does Teresa say here? What kind of Kashi does he say? He says, Yeshnet Hasideinu. So why does, how can the Torah say, that we're not allowed to gazle him. Because the Torah says you're not allowed to gazle him, so difficult to understand. I mean, what kind of ikash is it? But if you look over the Ritvo and the Tesis Aros, so you'll see that what Tesis means is Alibe de Mandoma, that Gezel Akum is Muta. Because there is a Machlekes in the Gemara, whether Gezel Akum is Muta or Gezel Akum is Osa. So Bishleime Kolj Mandoma Gezel Akum is also, we understand. But according to Mandoma Gizlakum is Mutea. What's the pshat in the Torah of Vechishet in Keneu? Or Amichish Keneu? Or Yotzav Shasayed? Gizlakum is Mutea. So why should by the Divri be Osea? So this is the Teretz. Vilom Ledil Klau. Gizlakum is Mutea. This is the Teretz. Yesh Leina, the Hoche, Shevet Yechovim. But two acholov, we know some moi, some mecha gufei, bo a kosov lashmiinu, she tzorich lidagdik. Now, what's the pshat here? But gezlakum is muta. But here it's osa. Why? Because the Akum relied on it. So what if you relied on it? Gezel is muta, so it's muta. So even if you relied on it. And what does Stasis mean? That if he didn't rely on him, then Gezel Akum is muta. But only when you relied. Where is the Talocha mentioned? Now, let's see. The similar kashi is raised by Teisves in Bonitzie and by Teisves in Pcheres. And let's see what Teisves says in Pcheres and Bonitzie. So that's the aloha, that if a payer is working, so he has the right to eat. Let's say he's doing some work in the processing of the tvui. So in the course of his work, he's allowed to eat from the crop in which he does work. That's the pshat in the posse. So the Gemara in Bometzia says, Bikerem Reacho. So that means Reacho, Bikerem Reacho, Viloi Bikerem Ako. Now there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Ritva in the Pshat in this Gzeiras HaKosov. Kerem Reacho, Veloi Bikerem Akum. Rashi says, because the Torah concludes, Vel Ker Yochol Isiti. So the Peyal has the right there on the spot to eat from the crop. But to put in, let's say, some apples or some tvue into his basket and take it home and eat it at home, that is not allowed. That's the pshat of El Kelio Cholisi. So when the Gemara says, Kisori Bikeram Reacho, and then the Torah concludes, El Kelio Cholisi, so the pshat is Bereacho Veloi Shalako, only if he works in the Rishus. If he works for a balabais Yisroel, so then the payal is not allowed to put the same food that he is allowed to eat there, to put it in the basket. But if he works for an Eved Kehovim, so then the same food, instead of eating it right there on the spot, he can put it in the basket too. That's according to Rashi. According to the Ritva in Shem Kubetzes, the pshat is simple. In other words, not that it relates to El Kari Cholisi, but Kisevri Karam Reacho, so you have his schus, a right to eat. So only if you work for a soil, you have a right to eat. But if you work for an Akum, You don't have a right to it. That's the pshat according to the ritual. All right. So the Gemara says, "He nichal mandoma gezlaku mose." Now let's say according to Rashi, "Haine diistrich ko." I mean, most Rishonim explain the Gemara like Rashi, not like the ritual. "He nichal mandoma gezlaku mose." Haine diistrich ko mishre peya. El mandoma gezlaku mutea. Hashtik zele mutea. Peel mi boy. Peel mi boy. Peel mi boy. So the more asikashe, in other words, bishleim mandoma that gezlum akum is osea. So we understand as to why the Torah has to mention that sobi bikerem reacho. That by shalakum, so you are even allowed to put it in your basket. When do we say al kel yachol is it in the basket? Not that's bikerem reach. But if you work for an chovi, so you are even allowed to put it in your kele, in your basket. But according to mandoma that gezlakum is mutel, why do we need this special zersakosum that you're allowed to put it in the basket? He's allowed to gazel the akum also. So why dafke putting it in the basket here by a pair? This is the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Moikim lo bikerem riacho v'loi shal hegdesh. V'loi shal hegdesh. So, according to Mandoma Gezlakum Mutea, so the Riacho comes to tell us that if he pay out works for Hegdesh, he's not allowed to eat. So, that then the Pshat is, even according to Rashi, like the Pshat of the Ritual. You see, the Machloket between Rashi and the Ritual is in respect to Akhu, but in respect to Hegdesh, everybody agrees. The pshat is like this is Rashi's pshat and this is Tesis's pshat. Most Rishonim, the Ritva explains it differently. Why does the Ritva explain it differently? Because when Gemara says Loishal Hegdesh, there it means that by Hegdesh he doesn't have the right to eat. So why Loishal Akum should also have the same meaning? Oh, so how does the Ritva explain? The Gemara's kashi, hin yichal mandoma, gezlaku mizosa. So memele if gezlaku mizosa. Now I'll read the ritual. Hin yichal mandoma, gezlaku mosa peyoshikel meima dihochenam liyichal diachshir ramoniki gezl. Kim diu lav bamitzvu, elo mandoma, zeli muta maikel neima. Bishleim if we say gezlakum mizosea, so then we can understand. Kisovi bikerem reacho, reacho v'loi shalakum. If the peyal works for the chovim, so then he has no schus of eating. Right there on the spot, why should an akum be more homo than Israel? If the Torah gave his schus to the Jew to eat of the Israelites, why shouldn't he have the same schus to eat of an akum? The answer is because the akum is not mechuyev nemitzvos Torah. So, but according to mandoma gezlakum is muta, how can the Torah say you're not allowed to eat? You're allowed to gazel. Even if he hadn't been a peyel, he would be allowed to gazel. So the fact that he's a payout makes him go wha. So the Gemara says, according to that mandoma, it's riacho v'loi shal hegdesh. All right. That's the Gemara. Now, so Teisves esikashi. Now, so one thing I want to point out. Rashi says, Hinich lemandoma, gezlakum is oser. Elmandoma gezlakum mutama ikonema. So Rashi says, Pirish bekuntres de pluktaye bagizlomach. Where is the machlekes with the gezlakum is oser or gezlakum is mutea? The machlekes is in a gizlomach, tafkufilgim. Vikashe, the hosom of Luman, the shore, the shore, of course, Alvose, Avoxil, Mamish, made the Kula on the os. There the Machloike sees whether, of course, Alvose is Muta. But Gezel Mamish, everybody there admits that it's Osa. So, and here the Gemara means Gezel Mamish, because here we are talking about taking away, let's say, fruits that he works on, you know. So it's Gezel Mamesh. Elinari, the Pluktaili Kamon Biam Kabil, the Ike Dishoi Xilosi Mamesh. The Machlekes is in Am Kabil Dafkof Yudal. All right. Yes?
I heard it before explaining
Bishli Mandoma Gezlakum Isosea Miche. Miche. So the Torah says that inasmuch as we are not allowed to gazel an akum, but by Yisroel he has a schus, so it's not gezel, but by akum he doesn't have the schus, so maybe it's gezel. But according to Mandoma, gezel akum is muter, too he doesn't have the schus, so without schusim he's allowed to gazel. Yeah. Vim teima. Liman doma gezlakum mutea, my ovidle in the cord of the chishakum keneu. The darshimon bagizel basra yidagdek him keneu. Shalo yigli molov lo yovel of bakithim, vidorash nihosom, the gezlakum mosa. Vileter in me mal disfirle, the choire kishirem tkifal atzmon, dim keneu hekoma cord yates be able, ech yates be able, vala akum li anachenlotis. The same kash. What will we do with the posik of Mechishat and Keneo? Oh, Biotzavish Nasayedo, I mean, that's making a difference. The Yesh Leima, the Heche, the Iko, the Ike, Chilu Hashem, made the Yosef, Sheakusi Botacholov, Vileisin Leikol Schorei, Vihave Chilu Hashem, Imoyo Yetze, Bechazoke, Kedem Ayedo. So the same tarot is here, but there are a few more words here. I mean, the same tarot as in Dushin, but here in Bamtzia there are a few more words. Here in Dushin, Tesis doesn't mention Chilashi. He says, Se, Be'acha Shakusi Bota Cholo, Shakusi, Shavichovim Bota Butua Cholo, Vinoson Limoy Sal Mecha Gufei, and here he says the same thing, but he puts in the three extra words. V'yishleima v'heicha v'yike chilu Hashem made the osach sha'akusi b'teach olov v'neisan li'kol schorei v'have chilu Hashem imu yeitzei v'chazok hekedem ayim. So what is the Pshat and Tesis? So it's obvious that the Pshat and Tesis in Dushin is the same as Tesis in Bamtzia. As a matter of fact, Tesis in Pcheres as the same Kashi. Here's the Fidimon. Kimandoma, the Fidimon base, Gezlakumuta, Pirisha Kuntres, Plukte Bagizel Basre, Vihule Shmaitse de Hosom, Muchar de Osa. Again, that has nothing to do with, of course, Alvose pleaded. Avo. The Philip Dalek Misses, Tanya Gezel, Gozel Vigona, Vichin Fastea, Yisroel be'akum muta. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, a Braisa that says, and b'neach is muzar and gezel. So what does mean gezel? Gel, gozel, gonaf, yifasteya. In other words, he's not allowed to take yifasteya b'molchome. Yisroel, so there's a heter of kibush molchome. But the whole din of kibush molchome is shayach to Yisroel, not b'neach. So is osa. So he says, Yisroel bi'akum muta. So in other words, that braise, according to the mandoma, that gezlakum is muta. Gezlakum is muta. Uriferi kam kabel namoma, chad li mishre gzeile shalakum, v'chad li mishre eishkei, gabrei acho v'yachicho. Because there is one tane. Now, now, in Deishim, the Torah says, Loisashe kesreyacho veloisig zeil. Loisolin pulasoche ritchad beka. So the Torah says, Loisashe kesreyacho. Now, in Kiseitzei, Gabis pulasochir. Loisashik sochir oni vevi meachecho, oi migilcho asha bearzecho bishorecho. So one tane in Amkabel says, now we have reacho in deishim loisashik es reacho, and here we have meachecho. So it's mimayitakum. It's mimayitakum. Now, ma'achecho is ma'itakum, not gerteishov, because the Torah says, oi migilcho asha be'artzecho bishorecho. So, migilcho asha be'artzecho means your tzedek. Bishorecho means gerteishov. So, ma'achecho is ma'itakum. So, why do we need two miutim? Ma'achecho to ma'itakum, v'sashik sochironi ve'evye ma'achecho, and then we have another posik of Lisashik es reyacho v'lisig zeil to be me'at yakum. So chad limute gzeilei v'chad limute ishke. So that is the mandoma. That taninam kabel is the mandoma world's gezlakum is muta, because he's mimayit gezl also. From one posik he's mimayit just ishek, and from the other posik is mimayit gezel mamesh. So there's the mandoma, not the mandoma in Bavakame, because in Bavakame all the Tanoim agree that gezel mamesh is osa. But machlokes is in regard to afkoas halvose. The machlokes is in regard to afkoas halvose. So this is what Teisve says in Bechiret, Uifer kamkabel namo vachad l'mishrik zil ish lakum vachad l'mishrik yeish ki gabar yachov v'achicho v'im teima v'gez lakum heich ashore haksi v'chisha v'mkeneyu uv'knayim ish itachas yodecho mishtoye d'in tachas yodin mitzayis v'fishov v'fishonim shov v'rayivir yeish leima heich adi kechil Hashem v'adayosah וכי שוריס, היחד ישראל ישתמותה, ויגוזלו ממנו בעלילו היא בכמו עניון. בכמו עניון. So that is what Teisve says in Bechiret, what Teisve says in Bumitzie, at Bezaya. So there Teisve mentions Chil Hashem. So Mele in Dushan also means when he says here in Dushan, you see, So what does it mean? Because there is a Hashem. But the question is, why the... So in other words, so what Tesis is saying, that even the Mandoma, who says, Gezlakom is Muter, but we more... There is a love in the Torah, this Chalash in Kotch. And this far as Bimokim Chilashem is Osea, so even by Aveda Sakum, the Gemara says in Bobakame, Bimokim Chilashem, even the Aveda Benakum is Osea. So, do we need a special posik to ask a Chil Hashem? Everybody knows that Chil Hashem is a big Avera. It's a love deraisa. Why does the Torah have to mention a special posik, the Chisham Kineo, and Yotze Mishna Sayyidil? With Chil Hashem Kochi! V'nigdashti b'seyonei Yisrael, with Chil Hashem Kochi! It's mashma, here there is a special aloche, b'mokir Chil Hashem is also. So the Chacham Tzvi, that's why I wanted the Chacham Tzvi. The Jewish Chacham Tzvi raises that question. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner praises, in that Tzimen, in Chutam Chules, he praises the Chacham Tzvi's Tshuva about Gezlak. He praises it. He's Mishabeach or Mifoyat. So the Chacham Tzvi raises that question. Mokek for Hashem, we need a special person. So Chacham Tzvi gives a very reasonable terrors. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner, you know, agrees with it. It's very stubborn. He says, of course, without the posik of the Chishat in Kineo and Vyotz Vishnasayivil, we know that everybody admits that Vimokim Chil Hashem is Osach because of the love, the raise of Luis Haulashim Koch, Luis Haulashim Koch. So it's a lot of the raise, and it's a big avera. I mean, it's one of the chmuets. I mean, Kippur is not mechaper on Chil Hashem. But Chil Hashem can be done in many ways. Suppose he doesn't gazlan akum. But he just acts in a repugnant way, especially if someone who is a Ben Torah, who has the semblance of a Ben Torah, acts in a repugnant way. So he's also evil the love of this Chalashim Kochi. But suppose he will be an aided Gdushin. Will the Gdushin be bottom in the ice? No one will pass him. That if they aid him, unfortunately, there are so many Orthodox Jews, and sometimes even certain people who allegedly, Bnei Torah, unfortunately, sometimes even Rabbonim, to our shame, act in Chil Hashem many times, unfortunately. That's the biggest tragedy that overtakes Orthodox Jewry today, Dekna Chil Hashem. So will anyone pass them that if somebody and the same people who are Mechalas Hashem, so are aiding the Kedushin, will anyone pass them that the Kedushin is bottle and whittle? Will be bottle and whittle Chas V'Sholem? Because not for every Aveire, if somebody is Eivei, also is postulated Midraise. In order to be postulated Midraise, the Psakon Shokhanoch is one of two things, one of two kinds of Averas. Either is either an avere she is bomaltes or chores, misibilishamayim or misses besten. Let's say it's nevele, it's chazer, he's michal Shabbos or he's michal yontev. So it's possible it's midaraisi. If he's michal yontev rishi, not after Shabbos, and not after bifarhesye, not after bifarhesye. So, even bitzine too, and even if he's mechal yontem bitzine, or it's nevele, it's treife, it's possible cholov, or he wears shatnez b'mezi. You see, I emphasize b'mezi, because most of those people do wear shatnez, so it's b'shedek, so it's not posleides. Because people don't know the chim el isa. Some mele, even when they are told the chatness, some Orthodox Jews and observing Jews, so we wear sharpness. Sometimes you can find the Jew who is makpit on whole of Israel, but he will not be makpit on sharpness. So they change it. So it's not postulated. But if somebody is either a lafi, the Malkus, or Chorus, or Mrs. Shmaim, or Mrs. Bezdin, be amazing, he's postulated price. Then, suppose somebody steals, he's a ganef, he's a gazlan, he's a maul with the ribis. So he's also postulated from the rice. Now, but maulve the ribis, whether he's postulated from the rice is a machlekes rishenim. Some rishenim rashishite is that maulve the ribis is only postulated from the rabbonim. Why? Even though he takes mom in chavir shalikidin, because the other fellow gives it to him mitaiti. But most Rishenim and the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch is that he's posleides midaraisi. But there is no malkes for stealing, for gazlaning. The answer is Rosh HaChomos. So there are two types of Rishoyim who are posleides. A Rosh HaNavira of Malkes Kores Mishmai Mrs. Besen is posleides midaraisi. Or a Rosh de Chomos. What is a Rosh de Chomos? An Avere of Likichas Hamoni. Likichas Hamoni. So even though there is no Malkus, no Chorus, no Mishnah Shemayim, so he's also Posleides Midaraisi. But other Averes, Loshen Hore is one of the biggest Averes. I mean, as the Chofetz Chaim points out, there's a Loshen. But fortunately, we can say somebody who speaks Lashon Hara is not posleides. Even the Rabbonim is not posleides. But the Chofetz Chaim says he's either how many lavim? I don't remember. Many lavim. Okay. He's either at least five lavim. So, but there is no malkes on Lashon Hara. We see the Chochel Bamisecho is the lav shein b'maisi. So there is no malkes, so he's not posleides. Not even the rabbi. So there is no aloche that for every love you become posleides midaraisi. So this is what Chacham Tzvi says. Chacham Tzvi raises the question, what does Tzvi say? That the mandoma who says gezlakum is muter, but mokim chil Hashem. And mokim chil Hashem doesn't mean when there is a vada chil Hashem. As long as there is a possibility that there will be a Chil Hashem. There will be a Chil Hashem, so that means we mokim Chil Hashem. Because no one will steal if it is known to everybody. Because then he will be prosecuted. Those who steal and who cheat, so they'll do it under circumstances that they think they will not be caught. But since there is a possibility that they will be caught, even though he thinks that he will not be caught, as we see, unfortunately, it happens too many times in our midst. So then, it is also midaraisi. So mokim chel Hashem doesn't mean vadai chel Hashem. Mokim chel Hashem means in under circumstances where there is a possibility of chel Hashem. So then it's also midaraisi. So the Chacham Tzvi asks, so why do the Torah have to say the Chishat Mekaneo? Yotz Mishnah Sayyidil. It's a love. of Nitzchau Lashim Kochi. Nitzchau Lashim Kochi. So, that implies as long as there is a possibility of Chil Hashem, we are not allowed to do it. So Chacham Tzvi says, that's the naftamine. If the Torah hadn't written, hadn't mentioned the Chisham Kenei Oviyotim Shtasayei Veil, then it would be a Nisea, then it would be a Nisea of Lishchal Lashim Kochi. Of Lishchal Lashim Kochi. Now, suppose a yeshiva bocher. Now, there are some rabboni who gave a heter. I don't agree with that. I heard a psak from Rabbi Chaim Isaac Ojensky that it's also misaradin to ride on a bicycle on Yom Tov. But there are some rabboni who gave a heter that you're allowed to ride a bicycle. Of course, on Shabbos, it's also because you carry the bicycle. And you carry yourself also, which is also min rabbanan, even though chai is nisisat. But on Yom Tov, if you're allowed to carry, the question is, can you ride on a bicycle on Yom Tov? There are some rabbanim who give it. I don't agree with it. Somebody told me in the name of Reb Chaim Isaac Ojensky that it's a moving dechel on Yom Tov. And there is a mocker for that on the Gemara in Beit Zeh. I don't want to discuss it. But suppose some yeshiva bocher will ride on a bicycle on Yom Tov. He'll be Mechalas Hashem. He'll be either the love of Lizachal Hashem Kodesh, if he does it. Assuming, for argument's sake, I am assuming now, I don't think so, but I am assuming that it's Muta. But it will be a Chil Hashem. Will he be postulated? He will not be. But Chil Hashem is Chalashim Kochi, Yim Kippur is not Mechapa. Yim Kippur is Yisurma not Mechapa. It's such a terrible avera. It's more serious within Shemaim than eating Nevele. Because eating Nevele, so Yim Kippur is Mechapa. And this Yim Kippur is not Mechapa. But one has nothing to do with the other. It's more Chopol within Shemaim than eating Nevele, but when one eats Nevele, even though it's not as serious B'dinei Shamayim as Chil Hashem, he becomes postulated in the Raise, and if he's an eat by Kedushin, so the Kedushin is null and void, and Chil Hashem, so he is postulated, because there is no Malkus. Mashen came, if he will dazzle from an Akum, be mokim Chil Hashem. So the Chacham Tzvi says it will be possible to be the Reis. Even though the Chishev Geneo does not constitute a love, it's like an essay. The Yotze B'Shnas Ayevu is like a Nisar essay. It's not a love, but when it's an Avera of Chomos, the Chacham Tzvi says, so then it doesn't have to be a Leis essay. It can be a Nisar essay also. As long as the Avera is an Avera of Likichas Momen, then it becomes Posleides Midrais. It becomes Posleides Midrais. It becomes Posleides Midrais. Now, tell you the truth, there are certain Jews, unfortunately, who are mere Heter Atzmon to do all kinds of things, the Tarosa, and they think they know the Din, like other Alochas, they think they know the Din. So, and it's an Issa Raisi of Chomos, so maybe they should be post-ladies, but I'm not Chas V'Sholim Paslaning them ladies, because unfortunately they do it B'Sheyik, because they think they know the Din better than anybody else. Oh, Chiti Goy, yeah, come on, we come right here. To Chiti Goy, come on, we come right here. To drink all of Yisrael, so Rav Meishe was there, Rav Meishe Feinstein. But to Chiti Goy, oh, they are Kamal Kamalat here. So they are Sheyegim, so they are Kosholeides. They are Kosholeides from the Rabbonim too. But if somebody would know the Din, they would be Kosholeides, there is no doubt. But fortunately for them, they don't know the Din. So Meile, they are Kosholeides. This is what the Chacham Tzvi says. This is what the Chacham Tzvi says. This is what the Chacham Tzvi says. I'm not going to mention the name of that person, but in Chicago, somebody came to my house years ago, that was probably 15 years ago, somebody, very orthodox Jew, I couldn't believe it. He came to my house and he asked me shyly, because he has to testify in court about himself. Self or a partner of his own. So he wants to testify falsely. You know, so I said, what kind of question is this? It's a terrible thing. So he says, but if I don't testify falsely, I won't be able to claim the money, he says. So I said, because of that. So he became so angry at me. He started to scream at me and call me names. What kind of a rabbi am I? What kind of a rabbi?
So he knew the terrors to the shadow before he came, right?
Yes, because he wanted to have a header. He probably... So he said, he'll have more money, he'll be able to give more money for his shivas. Well, anyway, so this is what the Chacham Tzvi says. This is what the Chacham Tzvi. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner is Mishabeach, that simen, I think it's simen Yodalev. Anyway, Rav Chaim Volozhiner mentions the simen. I think it's simen Yodalev. Now, he goes over all these things. So he mentions this thesis. All right. So that's the pshat. That's the pshat in Teisves. Here in Dushin, there's no doubt that this is the pshat in Teisves. Now, I wanted to show what the smak says. The smak says, he says, he asks the kasha, how is it possible that there should be a mandoma? He just has such a kash, a strange kash. So, how is it possible that one mandoma says gizlakum is muta? I mean, it's inconceivable. I mean, that the Torah should allow gizlakum, just like that. So the smak says, that's in the lease of the sigzla, I think. So, I think so. I think it's in the Leisis of Leisikl. It could be mentioned in the Eser of the Eishiv as Akzeilo, but I think it's in the Leisis because two separate forms, one on the Mitzvah Saseh and one on the Mitzvah Leisis. I think it's in the Leisis of Leisikl. So he says, what that Mandoma means is that if a certain Akum was Mitzayah Yisrael, a certain Akum was Mitzayah Yisrael, so then one Mandoma says that that Yisrael who was hurt by the Akum, so he's allowed to Gazel. He's allowed to Gazel. So he says that. This is what but ordinarily, under normal circumstances, he's not allowed to gazli. There is a posik of Vichishat and Kineil, and the Yotzev Ishnas Ayevil. So how could he be allowed to gazli? But only Akum Shetzial Yisrael. This is what the smak says. However, there are some Vishenim Shinkubetis Momtsie who say something similar, but not exactly the way the smak says. Because the smak says that it's only muter to gazle him according to Mandoma if in the case of Akum Shetzia Yisrael, but other Rishayim mention this, and they mention other situations where it's muta, and they link it to the circumstance of Chil Hashem. Now, let's see the Shemot Betzes in Bamitzia. Now the Rosh. The Rosh in Shmukbetzes in Bomtzie Daf Pizayin. That Subye. Hini Chalman Doma Gezla Akum. Hini Chalman Doma Gezla Akum Mute. Avel Mandoma Gezla Akum Oseh. Mayike. Mayike Lemema. Mayike Lemema. So. Oh, here's the same cash. My ovid like tamely mandoma gezel akum mutea. My ovid like hod with chisham in kine. The same cash in the Torah Shem Mesk. The yesh leima. Da filu le mandoma gezel akum mutea. Hayne daf keichad like a chil Hashem. It's like thesis. Gim chashi finei. Biloi digduk. Oy ki gen she tziarei hagoi. How can we conceive such a thing that Gezlakum is muta? And naturally, if the halacha is that Gezlakum is muta, so there will be many Jews who will take advantage of this halacha. So then the akum every akum would be left penniless, bisman abayis. How can we conceive such a thing? The answer is that Akum is muter only in the case of Tziyari Akum, Oipeyo Shemeisim Likeyov, Avol Hecha Diik Echil Hashem, is awesome. So in other words, the Rosh mentions the same thing, but he mentions the example given by the Smag, but it doesn't seem that the Smag and the Rosh have the same shit. Because if the Smag had the same shit as the Rosh, and the Rosh shit stays the shit, except the taste says that the Rosh mentions certain examples where there is no Chil Hashem. For example, if, let's say, the Akum hit the Jew, then, and the Jew guzzles from him, so then there is no Chil Hashem, because that's the mentality of the goyim. They think, Obdin, there is no such heter. Will there be a heter? Let's say, if one Jew hit another Jew, so will there be a heter for the other Jew who was badly beaten by the aggressor to guzzle something from him? I mean, what is one thing to do with the other? Just because he's a terrible person, he hit him, does that mean that I'm allowed to guzzle from him, to take a shalipote or even a pocket shalipote? I'm not allowed. One has nothing to do with the other. But from the point of view of the mentality of the Yiddikichovi, it's under such circumstances, he's right, he's justified. Some mele, there is no Chil Hashem, because most goyim, most Yiddikichovim, will approve of what Yisrael did. So Mimele, according to Amandoma, so Gezlakum is Muta. So in other words, so according to the Rosh, so it's not that the heter of Gezlakum applies only to the case of Akum Shetzir Yisrael. The heter of Gezlakum applies to every case where the circumstances are of such character that the Ivikhovim will not criticize. So if the circumstances are of such character that the Ivikhovim will not criticize and will not say Jews are bad, they are imao, so then it's muta. Mashim came, the smag, from the smag it's mashma. The smag it's mashma, that it's not based upon the fact that there is no circumstance of chelashim. Because if the smag had meant the same thing, he would have said what Teisve says, and what the Rosh says, and he would have mentioned the tzio of Akum Shetzia El Yisrael. But the smag doesn't mention other tzio, only this tzio. And he doesn't mention chelashim. So it's a raya that according to the smag, it's a special aloha, that Gezel Akum is muter according to that mandoma in the specific situation of Akum Shetziar El Yisrael. How can that be explained? If we explain it like the Rosh says, then we understand it. So that's the Zishite. There's the Xeris HaKosov of V'chishav M'kenei of Yosef Mishnas HaYivel, that wherever there is a circumstance of a possible Chil HaShem, we saw some of the Raise, B'tiraz Gezel, and the Esposalaitis, not because of Chil HaShem, like somebody, you know, who acts in a repugnant way, especially when a Bentor acts in a repugnant way. Then it's a Yisrael of Chil HaShem, he will not be Posalaitis, even if he will be Mechalas. Mechalas HaShem 1,000 times a day, he will still not be Posalaitis. But here it's a Yisrael Gezel Mokip Chil HaShem. But the smack says something else. So what's the pshat in the smack? Now, the Chiddush Aran in Sanhedrin, he says that the reason, he also has the kashi. Why does one man domar say Gezlakum is muter? It's all the apsukim, the chishakim keneu and the yotzo bishnasayeveil. So how could it be muter? So he says, the reason is why Gezlakum is muter, the Chiddush Aran in Sanhedrin, that period of misses. So that Gemore, that Sugia, Beneach is Muzar la Gezel, Gezel, Gozel, Vigonavifa, Steya, the Muhammad, so is Muzar. So the Chiddush Aran says, that's the posik. More mentions in Baruch Kami. I should have told you to go over the Gemara, but I forgot. Sorry. Alright. The Posik in the Haftor of Shavuos, the second day of Shavuos, Omad vaimidi deretz, ro vayata goyim, ro sheva mitzves, she kiblu aloim neneach, kivin shaloi kimu, omad vihiti amomenon le Yisrael. So in other words, now what does the Gemara say, mention that posik? in connection with Shir Shal Yisroel, Shenogach Shir Shalak. Now the Mishnah in Bavokamed from Zion on the Bay says, Shir Shal Yisroel Shenogach Veshir Shalakum Potter. Mishalakum Shenogach Veshir Shal Yisroel Bin Tam Ben Mered Mishalim Lerekshon. So then the Gemara says, so what's the halacha? That if Hishir Shal Yisroel is Negeach Hishir Shal Akum, so then he's Potter. Even if he's in Muet. And if Hishir Shal Akum is Negeach Hishir Shal Yisroel, so even he Tam pays in election. It's a very complicated Gemara. So the Gemara daf lametches amedalev as the kashi. Shir shal yisroel shenogach shir shal akum potah. Shal akum shenogach shal yisroel bin tam bud mishalim lerekshon. Amar lo mo nefshech. Irei davke the akum kinogach di yisroel namel lifta. Ifrei, when the Torah says ki yigach shir li shir rei. So it's davke reyu means Yisroel. So the akum, the nogach, the Yisroel namel lifta. So the Mishnah should say shir shal Yisroel shenogach shir shal akum mispoter, v'shal akum shenogach shir shal Yisroel namel poter. V'yirei lav davke. אפילו לישראל כנוגע דעקום נמי נחי אומר רבבוי אומר קרו עומד וימדיד ארץ רוב היית הגויים רוב שבע מצווה שקיבלו עליהם לניח קיבן קיבן שלו הקימו עומד והיתיר מומנם לישראל עומד והיתיר מומנם לישראל. That posuk in Habakkuk. So in Shmukbetzes you'll find a machlokes rishayim. What does the Torah, what does Rabbi Avuye say? What does Rabbi Avuye say? The Gemara is the Kashi. What is the Tana of the Mishnah hold? Does he hold that Reu Davke or Reu Ladav? So what's the terrace of the Gemara? Is Reu Davke or Reu Lav Davke? So there are some Rishenim who say So that some Rishonim will say that Rav Avuha's teretz is that indeed Reu is dafke. Now, if Reu is dafke, so then we understand as to why the Mishnah says Sheir shel Yisroel shenogach sheir shel Akum mispoil. But the question arises, why does the Mishnah say that Sheir shel Akum shenogach sheir shel Yisroel is chay? So if Reu is dafke, so Sheir shel Akum shenogach sheir shel Yisroel should also be potter. The Teretz is Einachanan. Mikre didine, the aloche should be that even in the case of Sheir shel Akum shenogach sheir shel Yisroel, so is also potter. The Akum is potter. He doesn't have to pay. The Jew doesn't have to pay, and the Akum doesn't have to pay. But it's a special knas because the Bneiach were not mikayim zayinitz Bneiach, and especially Minodim L'chaveira, they didn't care about hurting other people. So Mimele, we counsel them that they should pay, that Bezdin should be mechayev them in Ezek Sholem Mibnitam. So Rav Rabinison says, Ka'oma v'itam aminam l'Yisroel, Rosh ha'azorim v'lei v'ralahem, uchshudim al she'im mitzuvim shel mitzves, v'kol shkein she'ino mitzirim v'tzor asacheyem, l'fi choch konsom ha'kosuv, k'ni she'ish merushereh. Then Talmidei Rabin Peretz, they are chilek. And Talmidei Rabin Peretz, so they say, Talmidei Rabin Peretz say that Rabbi Avui is saying in the Teretz that indeed Reu is lavdavke. Now if Reu is lavdavke, then we understand as to why Sheir shel Akum shenogach sheir shel Yisroel is chayev. But then the question is, so why, if Reu is lavdavke, so Sheir shel Yisroel shenogach sheir shel Akum should also be poter? The answer is, Sheir shel Yisroel shenogach sheir shel Akum should also be poter. I mean, should also be chayev. So why does the Mishnah say Sheir shel Yisroel shenogach sheir shel Akum is poter? This Rav Avuha says mikra didine, if not for a knas, the aloche should be that Sheir shel Yisroel shenogach sheir shel Akum should also be chayev, just like Sheir shel Akum shenogach sheir shel Yisroel. But that's a knas because they are not chainers and mitzvahs, and they are zorim binod mechaveire, and they didn't mind hurting and damaging other people, so because of that, we counsel them by discharging the Yisroel, by relieving the Yisroel from liability. This is how Talmidei Rabin Peretz, he explains it. Now there is in the third Chilik Achiezer, there is a very remarkable siman by Rabbi Chaim Ezer. So he discusses that. What does it mean? The Gemara says, Reu dafke, Reu lav dafke. As a matter of fact, and he points out that the Rambam Shita is like Talmidei Rabin Peretz, that the maskona of the Gemara, Reu is lav dafke. What does it mean, Reu lav dafke? Torah says, Shayach to say Davke, Lav Davke in the Loshna Mishnah. But in the Loshna Tere, Shayach to say Lav Davke. I mean, how is it Shayach to say Lav Davke? The Torah says Reu. So the Torah doesn't mean Davke Reu. I mean, how is it conceivable? The answer is this. So Rav Chamida says, it's not poshut. I mean, he says, of course, every word that the Torah says is Davke. But the question is an Akum Nichlal Reu? in the Pshitishal Mitrov Rei. So if we say Rei Davke, then it means that in the Pshitishal Mitrov Rei, only Yisrael is Nichla, not an Akum. Not an Akum. And if we say Rei Lav Davke, an Akum could also be called Rei. It should also be called Rei. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Bechaye, in his Pirush on the Torah, Rabbi Bechaye, in his Pirush on the Torah, so he mentions a Raya that in the Pshutei Shal Mikro, I mean, he doesn't discuss this Gemara, but in the Pshutei Shal Mikro, the posik of Risach made. So, and posik of Risach made. Risach made beis reyacho. So he says, if somebody is chimid, the day bias of an akum, he's also evil alive. So he mentions a raya from a certain posik. In connection, it's in connection with the shaila, the loans that were made by the Israelites from the Egyptians. But I don't find that posik right now. So they are referred to, the Egyptians are referred to as a rea to the Israelites, or the. So he says that an akum is also nichlon reyachol. I mean, that Rabbi Lechai says. So this is what the Gemara means. Reu davke, reu la davke. If we say reu davke, so it means that an akum is not nichlon rey. But if we say reu la davke, doesn't mean chas v'sholem la davke. It means an akum is also called rei. Is also called rei. But the question is, doesn't the Gemara learn out from Psukim Giyitin Nishal Reu Kesef Rikelim Nishmeya Reu Velo Yishal Akum? So Chamir says, that's when the Reu is superfluous, when the Torah didn't have to say rei. And the Torah says Reu, so with the special kavone, so it's Mimayitak. But when the Reu is not superfluous, when the Torah has to say Reu in order to be Mimayit, in order to be Mimayit Hegdesh, then Nakum is also Michlal and Reu. So now, Talmid Rabin Peretz, they say that the Maskona of the Gemara of Rabavuye is that Reu Lav Davke. So maybe if Reu Lav Davke, so we can understand this why Sheer Shal Akum Shenogach Sheer Shal Yisroel is Chayim. But then the question arises, why Sheer Shal Yisroel Shenogach Sheer Shal Akum? Why Sheer Shal Yisroel Shenogach Sheer Shal Akum is Poter? Mikre Dinei should be Chayim. But that's a Knas. Now look at the thesis. Omad vihiti omomenim liYisrael, mashma davke binyan ze, shenogach shir shalom u'shir shalohem. Ulman di omar, so that's like our Talmid Rabbi Peretz. Ulman di omar v'firik pasche, gezlakum izosea miche, avul iman di omar mutea koshi. So Rashal Yudia Shir Shalom Shir Shalom. So the Marshal changed the Gilsa in the thesis. Why? Because the Marshal assumed, like the Rishayim, that the Maskona of the Gemara is that Reu is Davke. So if Reu is Davke,
So the Din mentioned the Mishnah. Shir shall be solution Rashish Lakum is Potter is Dirhe. Doesn't have to be explained. What has to be explained? The other Din. Shir shall Akum Shen Rashir shall be soil is Chayev. That's on the basis of the Knas. That's on the basis of Knas. Mashi, but we don't have to change the Yersin. Because we see there are so many Rishenim. There are so many Rishenim who say that the Pshat in the Gemara is Rebavuye comes to the Maskone that Reu is Lavdavke. If Reu is Lavdavke, so the Din of Shir Shal Yisroel, Shir Shal Akum Shenogach Shir Shal Yisroel Chayev is Nirche. But the question arises, why is Shir Shal Yisroel Shenogach Shir Shal Akum not Chayev? Why did it say Potter? That is because of Iknas. So Teisa says, now if we don't change the Yerseh, so then there is something very remarkable in this Teisa. What does Teisa say? So Uman Domar Ferik Basre, Gezlakum is Oser is Niche. Aber Uman Domar Muter is Koshe. What's the pshat? Here, it's not a question of muter or oser. Here the halach is the chair shall Yisroel shenogach shir shal akum is poter. He doesn't have to pay. So mele, if he doesn't have to pay, so what does it do if gezel akum? He doesn't have to pay. So apparently, Tesis agrees with what the Chidushi Aran says. The Chidushi Aran in Sanhedrin says that the reason as to why one Tane holds Gezlakum is Muter is because of the Xerzakosuf of Omar Vanili, the Eretz Rova Yatagim. But this the Gemara says in connection with Shir Shal Yisroel Shenogach Shir Shal Akum or Shir Shal Akum Shenogach Shir Shal Yisroel, as the Mashal says. So it's not just the Heta to Gazel. Obviously, the Chiddush Aran holds that the Aloche of Shir Shal Yisroel Shenogach Shir Shal Akum is Poter. Or Shir Shal Akum Shenogach Shir Shal Yisroel is Chayev Nezik Sholem Mitam Demuet. Whatever, I mean, I don't want to discuss that question. That's another machlokes. It's not that it's a Ptur or a Chiyu. It's not a Ptur. He's Chayev. Or if we say like the Mashal, so then it means if an akum, a shir shal akum is negirach shir shal Yisroel, so then the akum is poter, because rei davke. So the akum is poter, like shir shal hegdesh, shenogach shir shal Yisroel is poter, because rei davke. So here also the akum is poter, but it's a special heter, and based to collect from the Akum in election. Collect! So Teisa said, according to the Marshal's Gersay, Teisa said the Kashi, Umando Omar Befeh Basre, Gezlakum Oseh Niche. That's why we have to resort to a special Xerza Kosov, because otherwise how could Besdin collect from the Akum in order to compensate the Jew whose share was Nigach by the share of the Akum? He's Potter because Rei Davke. So because of his special Xerza Kosov, Avolimandom Amuter is kosher. Aber Mandoma Mutter is kosher. And what would be the Ranz Teretz would be, that's exactly why the Mandoma says Gezlakum is Mutter. And that's the pshat in the Smag. When the Smag mentions that Gezlakum is Mutter only be mokim Shoakum Tziar in Israel. Why? Because of Omad V'hitam Aminim Shal Yisrael. And Omad V'hitam Aminim Shal Yisrael is only in this case. In other words, a Yisrael as a heter to gazel from the Akum, to collect from the Akum, in order to compensate himself for the damage and the hurt done to him. So that would be the smak steretz and tesis kashi. And smak steretz and tesis kashi. But, excuse me, yeah, yes, what?
So, Gezlakum
Mutter,
according to Tosfos, is a heter
longer,
but according to the
Ran,
that's exactly this halacha.
That's right. According to the smak, so that's this halacha. That's this halacha, that's what it means. Tziar Yisrael. Like, Sheir Shal Akum Shinodach Sheir Shal Yisrael. In other words, he was a case of damage. But he's Potter, because Reu Davke, he's Potter. But he has a heter. He has a heter to read.